I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. When I was in law school, I was taught that courts of law are to be referred to as its. That is, when addressing the court, whether in person or in writing, the court was to be referred to as an it. This is in contrast to a court being referred to as a they or a he or a she, even though when a court is addressed, what is actually being addressed are judges, which of course are not its. Courts are a biblical concept. Courts exist to make determinations about justice and then to punish someone determined to be an evildoer. But court buildings do not make determinations about justice. Court humans do. The same point is to be made when addressing the limits of empiricism. Science itself does not make determinations about truth. Scientists do, and scientists are humans. Likewise, a court itself does not make a determination about truth. Judges do, and judges are human. Taking this further, courts are part of civil government, which is a biblical concept obviously illustrated so pervasively in the Old Testament and also prescribed in Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2:14. So people counter what I just said by asserting how we live in a constitutional republic, and therefore a piece of paper, the U.S. Constitution, is what prevails. The U.S. Constitution is not a they, but rather an it, they will say. But who interprets the U.S. Constitution? Humans do. I'm not just talking about the Supreme Court. Americans, who are humans, argue left and right about what the Constitution means. In that regard, humans interpret the Constitution. The point that courts and civil governments are not its, but rather theys, will force you to deal with how it is impossible for anyone to be neutral, and that civil governments themselves cannot be neutral or irreligious. The reason why civil governments cannot be neutral religiously is because they are comprised of people, and each individual person cannot be neutral religiously. That means that the civil government school system cannot be neutral. They do, in fact, legally prohibit Jesus himself from being declared the ultimate authority. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.